This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. This week, we are claiming that love is in the air. And today, I'm thinking about the importance to love more gracefully. When we say that we love a person, but we're making our love conditional. I've learned to replace I love you, but with I love you, and. And anyone who knows me knows that I dream big. And I went through it a period in my life when I felt like those closest to me would support me, but they didn't believe in me like I thought they should have believed in me. And in my heart, I would always feel like, I love you, but I need you to do this, or I need you to do that, and I need you to share my vision about this the same way that I do. What started out as a genuine, loving relationship would come to feel like a heavy chain of this sort of love that's weighted down with expectation and duty. And what I have learned is that I can release them, but I can also release myself. This is the graceful part about it, because I don't have to be bound by what someone thinks or doesn't think of me. I can love and respect them for what they believe. And that's the part about I love you, and it takes the condition out of it. So getting to this place, these few words have really helped me. And that is, love is patient and kind. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. 1 Corinthians 13:4, 6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, say, I love you, and release I love you, but.